This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
سلم تسليما كثيرا.
الله أكبر الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
أشهد أن لا
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله.
أشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله.
أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله.
أشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله.
حي على الصلاة.
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.
حي على الصلاة.
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.
حي على الفلاح.
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.
حي على الفلاح.
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الله
لا إله إلا الله.
لا إله. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة قام المحمود. رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا محمد دين رسول. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد. Always we begin with the praise of Allah. We send our prayers of peace upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We testify that there is none that is worthy of worship but Allah azza wa jal, and that his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his worshipping slave and final messenger. I continue to always remind myself and you of taqwa Allah Azza wa Jal. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inherits within me and you a love of Allah, a fear of Allah, a conscious awareness of Him, and a hope in His mercy subhanahu wa ta'ala that extends into the hereafter. That we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes this taqwa to be of greater profit and merit to us in our privacy and private life than what we seek to say and show each other publicly. Allahumma ameen. Today I wish to speak about simplicity. Subhanallah, one of the forgotten sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to be simple. I'm not speaking about our clothing or our food or our home or our accommodation. I mean about how we think about the way we interact with the world.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a very simple man. He followed particular routines. And those particular routines were the hallmark of what we today refer to as the sunnah. The certain things that you do by your habit as a Muslim that you may not even consciously connect as being something not just of ritual importance, because the Prophet did it, this is why I do it, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but also because this is the natural way of life that mankind was meant to live. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was a natural human being. He was a person what we refer to ala al-fitra. He did what if you as a human being thought about more deeply and took into account of yourself, if you were to have the conceptualizations of science and economics and medicine and engineering, if you were to put all of the knowledge of the world and try to devise a way that makes you live in an equitable, sustainable, balanced, harmonious life with yourself, the environment and others, it would lead you to the sunnah and the tradition of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today I wish to speak about that balance and harmony of simplicity in three important levels. The first of them, and the most important of them, is in the aspect of ibadah. Subhanallah, our brothers and sisters in South Africa have been going through a difficult week. Nasa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an yuthabbitahum, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps them firm and keeps them in a steadfast state in the difficulties that they faced. Overnight, they went, alhamdulillah, some of our brothers, from luxury and savings and ease and accommodation to having to protect their homes, arm themselves, repel looters, find bread, milk and eggs. Overnight, subhanAllah, in certain districts in South Africa, in Durban in particular. Some of those who are praying with us here today have family and friends back home who they have been anxious over their news. SubhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ, you will be consistently tested. The word, it's not سَأَبْلُوَكُمْ or بَلَا is going to come. It's the lamb of definite ailment is going to come to you. Sickness is going to come to you. Loss is going to come to you. Deprivation will come to you. Even from a thamarat, even from the luxuries and the fruits that you enjoy in life, there will be always be a moment where I will test your resilience, your patience, your forbearance, and your endurance. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us really simple dua. Subhanallah, sometimes when you sit with yourself and you say, you know, I want to ask for this and this and this and this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in one sentence gathers everything in one simple sentence of his dua. He says sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min tahawwuli 'afiyatik وَزَوَالِ نِعْمَتِكَ وَتَحَوُّلِ عَافِيَتِكَ. I ask you, O Allah, to protect me from the change of my condition in life. That I'm happy and then I wake up and my condition has been changed. Or the ni'mah that you gave, you withdraw it from me. وَفُجَاءَةَ نِقْمَتِكَ, that I wake up and I'm surprised by your anger. Subhanallah, some people have lived a life where salah is missed. Zakah is missed. Rudeness is performed. Eyes wander to haram. Sinfulness is practiced without a feeling of agitation and sadness to it in the heart. And assuming that everything will just continue. And then there's a surprise when a change in your life happens. Subhanallah, there are two moments where Allah tests us in life. One test is out of the love of Allah. A harm may befall you and it's because Allah loves you. He wants to balance your life. He wants to give you a simpler test than one later down the road. The ulama, they actually used to rejoice when difficult things would happen to them on a regular basis. The Prophet ﷺ says, as is narrated by Imam Ahmad, that a believer has what is referred to as sudaa, a headache. There's always something on your mind, always something troubling you. This is alama of rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah loves you when he has preoccupied you that there are hurdles in your life. The other way that Allah tests us, that's the first way. The other way is nothing happens. And you look up and the sun is shining, the birds are singing, the milk is plentiful, the honey is sweet, and you're sitting back and you don't see the storm that's on the horizon. The tempest is about to arrive, the wind has not yet picked up, but as you're sitting, you're unaware that there's nothing that has adjusted your imbalance with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا أَخَذَهُ اللَّهُ لَمْ يُفْلِتْ. The Prophet ﷺ says, when you see, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ اللَّهَ يُعْطِ الْعَبْدَ مَا يُحِبُّ. Sometimes we look at someone and say, how do they get away with it? How do they do all these things? How does a person have this audacity? إِذَا رَأَيْتَ اللَّهَ يُعْطِ الْعَبْدَ. When you see Allah giving somebody everything they want, everything they love. وَهُوَ, that same person, مُقِيمٌ عَلَى مَعْصِيَةٍ. They're in a state of displeasing Allah. فَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّهُ اسْتِدْرَاجٌ لَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ. Know that Allah slowly brings them to an end. Allah gives time. But when it comes, وَإِذَا أَخَذَهُ لَمْ يُفْلِتْ. When Allah takes them, they are not let go. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to continually adjust our life as He did with the prophets and messengers of Allah. Look at the life of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From hurdle after hurdle after hurdle after hurdle that remained with him until the final moments of his life, that even on his deathbed, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, إِنَّ لِلْمَوْتِ لَسَكَرَاتِ. Surely in death there is pain, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdul Rahman, the son of Abu Bakr, he says to him, Ya Rasulullah, أَوَا إِنَّكَ لَتُوْعِقُ. Do you feel this pain more than others we've seen? Because this is an increase in your reward. He said, Ajal, yes, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We come back to simplicity. When you look out into the world, when you look into your own life, and you see that there are things that need to be fixed, begin with the simplest of them. This was the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the simplest thing for you and I to fix that has the greatest effect is the regularity of our namaz and our salah. Look at how simple Allah has made for you and I the ability to change the condition of your state. In the hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, a man came to the Prophet ﷺ on a day of Jumu'ah. As the Prophet ﷺ about to lead the prayer, he comes and he says, Ya Rasulullah, so I say, Inni qabbaltu imra'a. O Messenger of Allah, I was kissing a woman who is not my wife. SubhanAllah. Could you imagine? Somebody comes to the Messenger of Allah ﷺ admitting something like this from the Sahaba of the Nabi ﷺ. The Prophet ﷺ said, Da'na musalli. Stop. Don't talk about this now. Let us finish our prayer. فَصَلَّ بِهِمُ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. The Prophet led the prayer. ثُمَّ أَسْرَعَ. Then the Prophet got up to leave, to run, to go away. He doesn't want to see this man. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the man catches him. And he says, Ya Rasulullah, I did this. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَلَمْ تُصَلِّي مَعَنَا. Haven't you just finished your prayer with us? He said, بَلَى يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. He said, فَقَدْ غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَكَ. Perhaps Allah has forgiven for you your sin out of the repentance you had in your heart. Now don't say, mashallah, Shaykh Yahya, this is Sahih al-Bukhari, this is a green ticket, ya Shaykh. La. What's the meaning of this hadith? Could you imagine the strength it would take for a person who's repented to Allah to say, I want to be sure Allah has forgiven me, that I'm going to ask Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to embarrass yourself? Wallahi, you might not come to an imam that you love and say, Shaykh, I did this, I was watching this haram. You would be shy to say it. You would be too embarrassed. But this man comes and admits to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that maybe the Prophet might order a punishment for it. But his tawbah in his heart, the simple tawbah of asking Allah for forgiveness, was solved simply by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, didn't you pray with us in the authentic hadith? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who makes a wudu, as they wash their hands, the sins begin to fall with the drops of water. As they wash their face, the sins begin to wash from their eyes as with the drops of water. And when they stand in front of Allah and they say, Allahu Akbar, all of their sins of the day are put on their shoulders. And when they make the ruku', it falls off. In another hadith, authentic hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you wake up in the morning, tahtariquna tahtariqoon, you set yourself on fire through your sins. Thumma, you make your wudu, thumma tusallun fayabrudu ankum, your salah extinguishes the hellfire you would have put yourself in. Thumma tahtariqoon, you leave Jumu'ah and you do something, you said something, you saw something, you ate something, you acted in a way that is unbecoming. ثُمَّ تُصَلُّونَ You pray us, فَيَبْرُدُ عَنْكُمْ In the authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim, الصَّلَوَاتُ الْخَمْسِ وَالْجُمُعَةِ الصَّلَوَاتُ الْخَمْسِ وَالْجُمُعَةِ إِلَى الْجُمُعَةِ وَرَمَضَانِ إِلَى رَمَضَانِ مُكَثِّرَاتٌ لِمَا بَيْنَهُنَّ إِذَا اجْتُنِبَتِ الْكَبَائِرِ Each of your five daily prayers, the section in between them, from one prayer to the next is forgiven if you pray the next salah. And the next salah, and the next salah, from one Jumu'ah to the next Jumu'ah, the week is forgiven. From one Ramadan to one Ramadan, Ramadan is forgiven. On Monday, inshallah, for the majority, for most of us, the day of fasting of the day of Arafah, for some people on Tuesday, with the difference of moon sighting, is a day where the Prophet ﷺ recommended for us that the one who fasted their sins for the year before and after are forgiven. Simple aspects that raise your rank in front of Allah, that increase and allow you to protect yourself from harm and to redeem yourself from mistake. Second, the Prophet ﷺ, not just in a spiritual way he was simple, but also in a physical and economic way. It's narrated in the seerah that the king of Egypt sent to the Prophet ﷺ a surgeon, a medical doctor, to be as a servant to attend to the people in Medina. This was, you know, it's not in Arabia, they didn't have doctors the way they did in Egypt and in Greece and these places. So this doctor enters into the Medina and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, who are you? What are you doing here? What do you need? He said, I've been sent to you with the group who has been sent after the king received your letter, the Muqawqas, the Azim of Egypt. And he sent me to help and to teach your people how to treat themselves and to provide you herbs and medicines. The Prophet ﷺ said, irji' ilayhim, go back home. He said, why? Who would reject? I am the top surgeon, top medical doctor of our people, of our, in this era. Prophet ﷺ, la hajat lana, we don't need you. Nahnu qawm, we are the type of people, لا نأكل حتى نجوع. We don't eat until we're hungry. وإذا أكلنا لم نشبع. And when we eat, we never eat to our full. صلى الله عليه وسلم. Look at the simple direction of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Look at the balance. Look at how he thought about wellness and health. Look at the sunnah of fasting Mondays and Thursdays. You turn on the internet and just look, what's a good way of keeping my blood sugar down, my cholesterol down, my weight in proper order, regaining better sleep? What's a better way of having well-being and good mental health? You should do intermittent fasting. Fast a couple of days. Go hungry a couple of days in the week. Your body repairs itself the moment you begin to enter into that state of siyam, let alone the month of Ramadan. Simplicity in economics. The Prophet ﷺ would make a dua, he would say, Allahumma kfina bihalalika an haramik. Oh Allah, make the little that is halal that we earned more than enough so that we don't look to what is haram. I don't want the haram. I don't want to go into the things that is going to ruin my akhirah because I'm seeking the dunya. Waghnina bik, make our enrichment bik is you, that I'm wealthy because I have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amman siwak, that I don't need anyone but you, ya Allah. After Jilsatul Istiraha bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we'll speak about the third of the ways of simplicity of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we can immediately apply into our life, which is his engagement with his family, his children, and his people and community. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم. اللهم اغفر لنا. صلي على محمد. الحمد لله. الحمد لله حمد الشاكرين. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. سيدنا وحبيبنا ونبينا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. One of the amazing hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, narrated in Sahih al-Bukhari, it's an incredible hadith. The people of Kufa, the people of al-Iraq, they complained to this great Sahabi, this one of the early Sahaba who entered into Islam, the first person to recite the Quran in public in Mecca, Surah Ar-Rahman. The one who the Prophet said about him, if you learn the Qur'an, learn it from four people. The Prophet names him as the first one. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Abdullah ibn Umm Abd. If you're going to learn the Qur'an and I'm not with you, four people. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Mu'adh ibn Jabal, Ubay ibn Ka'b. Right? The Prophet names him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Zayd ibn Thabit is number four. So the people come to him and they say, why don't you teach us more? You only teach us on Thursday in the whole week, only one day, for a few hours. He said, كَذَلِكَ عَلَّمَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. This is how the Prophet taught us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not to just sit there and say, memorize, memorize, memorize. Learn, learn, learn. حَتَّى لَا تَمَلُّ. So that you don't dislike what you're learning. So that you don't become lazy from it. So that you don't resent what Allah has sent that you should celebrate. Allahu Akbar. Simplicity. The Prophet ﷺ كان لا يعرض نفسه على الناس. He wouldn't expose, just sit there endless talking with people ﷺ. They would say, إذا تكلم عائشة رضي الله عنها, you can count the words, the sentences he spoke on your hand. For this khutbah, the Prophet ﷺ said, the hadith is in the Sahih, he said, from the sign of a person knowing the religion is that when they give the khutbah is short, but when they read the salah, it's long. They know the Quran, but the khutbah, it's short. Because the purpose is to be simple upon people. Ali radiallahu anhu, he reports, حَدِّثُ النَّاسَ عَلَىٰ قَدْرِ عُقُولِهِمْ. When you speak to people, speak about the subjects they can understand, about the religion. أَتُحِبُّونَ أَن يُكَذِّبَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. Do you want people to deny Allah and the Messenger if you speak about abstract things they can't understand? One of the problems at times that we have is that we make our deen more complex than it's meant to be. The ayah that has a third of the reward of the Qur'an is قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفْوًا أَحَدٌ. A simple statement that is translatable in every language of the world for the very simple purpose that simplicity is what leads a person to success. And when it comes to your home and your family and your community, when it comes for us to gather together, come together on the things that unite us that are simple and not on the things that are complex that can lead us to being disbanded from each other. I leave you with this hadith to think about it. The Prophet ﷺ said, إِذَا قَرَأْتُمُ الْقُرْآنَ وَاخْتَلَفْتُمْ فِيهِ. If you're sitting together and you begin to read the Qur'an, but you begin to argue about its meaning, leave it and depart. SubhanAllah. You imagine the Prophet ﷺ say, close the Qur'an, no more reading, no more class, no more talking. Close the Qur'an, it's better for you to close the Qur'an and everybody leave. Then you sit there and argue over something with a foolish ill intent. Because our deen is one of simplicity. It's not one of vulgarity of debate and sinfulness of purpose. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads us and our homes and our families to that which is pleasing to Him in these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah as we approach Monday and Tuesday for some. Let us get ready for the fasting of the day of Arafah. Let us get us ready for the celebration of the day of Eid. On the day of Eid, inshaAllah, we will be praying here. When you wake up in the morning, it is the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ not to eat too much before you come to the salah. And the salah should be early. Insha'Allah, 7:30, our takbir, 8 o'clock sharp, we begin the salah bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. The sunnah, come not having had your full meal. Unlike Ramadan, mashallah, we've been fasting, eat something, right? That's the sunnah to eat. When you come to the musalla, come dressed nicely, in a pleasing state to Allah and to those who will be with you. For us as brothers, perfume yourselves and dress nice and bring your wife and your children. Even if your wife and daughter is not in the state of praying, it is sunnah for them to attend, even if they are a distance from the salah, to hear the maw'idah, to hear the word that is after. And in particular in the days of Eid al-Adha, to give charity, especially for women to give charity. And this is narrated in Sahih al-Bukhari that the Prophet left the section of men, went to the section of women with Bilal radiallahu anhu, and Bilal held his clothing open so that the women had an opportunity to give their sadaqah and to give their charity on that day of Eid. It's a day of commemoration. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make each and every one of us that the qurban, where we seek to come closer to Allah by sharing the meat with our friends and family and the poor, arrives, and that it is one that is accepted from us subhanahu wa ta'ala, by Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from the final sunnah, insha'Allah, is that after your salah, that you should enjoy the rest of your day in that which is halal, enjoying food with yourself, your neighbors, and those who are extended in our community. MashaAllah, I know many have open homes and other things. May Allah accept it from all of us. Allahumma ameen. Wa salli Allahumma wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina Muhammad. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our school, our staff and our students, our parents and our teachers, and to lead them and the principal and administrators to that which is pleasing to Allah, to protect us from that which is sinful and harm. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us forgiveness for our mistakes in this previous calendar year, Islamic year, and to give us a blessed new year in the beginning of Muharram at the end of this month, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens for us the pathway to Hajj again, and that those who have not been, that Allah invites them, and those of us who have gone, that Allah returns us many more times. Allahumma ameen. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala Sayyidina wa Habibina Nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa aqim as-salah. اللهم صل على محمد
الله لا إله إلا الله.
استووا تراصوا واعتدلوا أتموا صفوفكم ولا تختبلوا تختلفوا. Humble yourselves to Allah عز وجل. May Allah accept from all of us. خشعوا في صلاتكم. Consider this could be a final prayer for us. May Allah grant us a long life and accept our deeds. اللهم آمين. الله أكبر. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. تبارك اسمك. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم من همه ونفخه. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين.
بسم الله الرحمن.
هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
اللهم صل على اللهم بارك
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام. تبارك ربنا. اللهم أعنا بذكرك وشكرك وحسنك. اللهم لا مانع لما قضيت ولا مانع. Just a reminder, inshallah, Salatul Eid is actually on Tuesday here for us at the school, inshallah. MashaAllah, it's good to see many of our students seated with us today. Monday, as you may remember, is a pupil-free day. So enjoy one more extra day, inshallah, on Monday. And Tuesday and Wednesday, inshallah, we will have our Eid days. Salatul Eid, inshallah, 7 a.m. The gates will be open. 7:30, we have our takbir formally. And 8 o'clock, inshallah, we will begin the salah sharply for those who have work and other things. Inshallah, we will try to finish by 8:15, 8:20, 8:30, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Please do bring a prayer mat with you in case we run out of room. MashaAllah, we had thousands here for Salatul Eid in Ramadan. So we have enough mats for a good number, but not for everybody if that number arrives, inshallah. The sisters will be praying upstairs here. Brothers and myself, we will be downstairs as normal, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Wa jazakumullah anna khayr al-jaza. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina an-nabiyyil ummi wa ala. Thank you.